You're listening to the Texas Standard. I'm David Brown. Perhaps lost in the focus on impeachment was a rare agreement between the president and the U.S. House of Representatives Tuesday, the Democratic majority voting to support the president's plan to rework NAFTA in favor of an updated trade deal between the U.S., Mexico, and Canada. That tripartite agreement was initially designed to break down barriers to economic activity between the three. In fact, there's a visa known as a trade NAFTA or TN visa that helps American farms bring in Mexican engineers and veterinarians to work as animal scientists, which sounds fine until you look a little more closely at what's actually happening. Reporter Maria Perez of the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel has been investigating what appears to be a misuse of that program. Maria, welcome to the Texas Standard.
Hi, thank you for inviting me.
Let's begin with this trade NAFTA visa. What was it created to do exactly? How is it supposed to be used?
This visa is supposed to allow professionals in Mexico, the U.S., and Canada to move freely so that Canadians and Mexicans who are professionals would be able to come into the U.S. and work more freely, just like barriers to trade had been lowered.
But as I understand it, you found that the way these are being used down on the farm is a little bit, it looks like they're bending the rules somewhat.
Correct. Right now, U.S. dairy farms are having a lot of trouble to find low-cost workforce. The labor market is very tight. Mm-hmm. What some farms are doing is classifying these workers, these engineers and veterinarians that are coming from Mexico as animalic scientists so that they can bring them with that visa. But then once they arrive here, the jobs that they perform are actually milking cows, cleaning barns, many tasks that don't require a college degree, which is a requirement of this visa program.
So they're trying to deal with a tight job market by basically using these visas, but presumably they would have had to have promised these workers something. They wouldn't just come over for nothing, right? I mean, what sort of promises were these highly trained and skilled workers from Mexico being given?
Correct. Most of them were told that they were going to be coming here to work as animal scientists, to oversee nutrition programs, healthcare of the animals, and their hope was that they would, even that if the salaries are low in comparison with what American dairy scientists, that would allow them to gain experience and maybe like to grow professionally. But that did not happen because once they came here, they found that the job was very different from what they were promised.
Are there penalties if farms do this sort of thing, sort of luring with a better job than what they ultimately get? Or I mean, what is the government doing when it comes to regulation?
Well, actually, we don't know. Yes, there is a crime called fraud in labor contracting. So if you hire a foreigner promising different job conditions that you were intended to fulfill, that's a crime that punishes that. And there cannot be other sorts of regulations. We could be getting in a territory of visa fraud. But as to what the government is doing and how these rules are being enforced, we simply don't know. The Department of Homeland Security, through ICE, they have a division, which is Homeland Security Investigations, that investigates this type of cases.
Right.
I asked them how many complaints and how many cases they had opened. They would not give me that information. The State Department also, I asked them about whether they have data about the number of workers employed by farms, and they have denied that information. I also asked him questions about whether they had received complaints. They have not answered my questions. So that's something that we are still working on to get answers to the questions that we have.
Maria Perez is an investigative reporter for the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. We'll link to her latest at texasstandard.org. Maria, thanks so much for speaking with us.
Thank you so much for inviting me.
And you are listening to the Texas Standard.